KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning. A chance of flurries or light rain and partly sunny this afternoon, a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. No injuries were reported following a house fire in Griswold Wednesday evening, according to Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan. The fire at 201 Harrison Street was reported at around 5:35 p.m. Kennan said the damage to the home was primarily contained to the second floor. News time is 7:07.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
Pottawatomie County officials have seized 19 dogs from what one official is calling a puppy mill. Animal Control Director Corbin Ranslam said the dogs, which included 17 Shih Tzus, were seized on Wednesday at a Neola home. The dogs have been living in a wire kennel inside of a stinky garage. Ranslam said the smell from the feces and urine was horrible. County Supervisor Lauren Knaus said the dogs are believed to be owned by a Kansas man who has 10 days to appear before a judge to prove the dogs are his and that he deserves to get them back. Knaus said that otherwise, dogs will be put up for adoption. He says he wants to make sure that this puppy mill owner doesn't get these dogs back. The Carroll County Attorney's Office has filed felony charges against three teens who allegedly took part in an incident which occurred March 2nd, during which a gun was fired at a vehicle occupied by several people. According to court records, a 16-year-old boy was charged with committing the delinquent act of intimidation with a dangerous weapon. The other boys, ages 14 and 16, were charged with a similar crime, committing a delinquent act of intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and charged with aiding and abetting the shooting of a dangerous weapon at a vehicle occupied by several people. One of the teens lives in Carroll County. The other two are from Crawford County. The teens, who were identified as Tanner Bald, Keaton, and Colton Otto, were charged in Carroll County District Court's Juvenile Division. No one was hurt during the incident, but the charges allege the shooting did put the occupants of the vehicle at risk to suffer an injury. The superintendent of the IKM Manning Community School District told KCCI-TV in Des Moines that none of the district's students have been expelled or suspended due to the incident, and both boys, or rather the boys that is, have since returned to school. Authorities in Mills County report that two former Glenwood firefighters have been arrested on pandering, pimping, and or sexual abuse charges in connection with an incident that reportedly occurred on September 9, 2012 in rural Pacific Junction. According to a complaint filed by the Mills County Attorney's Office, 23-year-old Colton Radford and 31-year-old Brant Hopp allegedly solicited an intoxicated female to have sex for money with another person. According to the complaint, after the agreement was made, a third person arrived and allegedly attempted to have sex with the victim. During her intoxication, the victim lost consciousness, at which point Hopp then allegedly engaged in sexual acts with her. The victim regained consciousness, pushed Hopp away, and left with the money paid to her by Hopp and Radford. Hopp faces felony charges of sex abuse in the third degree and pandering. If convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison and fines totaling $17,500. He was being held in Mills County Jail on $15,000 bond. Radford is facing felony charges of pandering and pimping. If convicted, he could be held up to 10 years in jail and facing fines up to $15,000. His bond was set at $5,000. Both men are scheduled to appear in court for their preliminary hearings on March 27th. The case against them was investigated by the Glenwood Police Department, Mills County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa DCI. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a former Page County man was sentenced to 4 years in prison for possessing child pornography. 49-year-old John Clark of Clarinda will serve the 48-month term consecutively with a sentence Clark is currently serving in Florida for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. The 48-month sentence was imposed by U.S. District Judge John Jarvie, who also ordered Clark to serve a 10-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On November 1st of last year, Clark pled guilty to a charge of possession of child pornography. The investigation showed that he was receiving images of child porn over the Internet at the time of his guilty plea.
Clark admitted that on May 7, 2009, he had images on his home computer that depicted minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa DCI, Department of Homeland Security, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. News time is 7:12.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In our funeral announcements, Henry Jensen, age 72 of Red Oak, died Sunday. Funeral services for Henry Jensen will be today at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Lauren King, age 100 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services are actually a gathering of family and friends for Evan Lauren King will be held today from 10:30 until noon at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bobby Timken, age 59 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Robert Bobby Timken will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon Grimm, age 70 of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Sharon Grimm will be held on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dwayne Jensen, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Arizona. Last Thursday, services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael James Young, age 61 of Harlan, died Monday. Memorial services for Michael Young will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Brownsberger, age 68 of Atlantic, died Monday in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Patricia Brownsberger will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Mick Denning, age 86 of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mick Denning will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Randall Lauritsen, age 48 of rural Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mark Heckman, Sr., age 65 of Cumberland, died this morning at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Mark Heckman, Sr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Mirtha Mert Johnson, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Mert Johnson will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.